Many of the students Sarah Laptice meets as kindergartners will stay in her classroom until they go on to middle school around age 11. That's because they require a very specific type of instruction, learning the English language.
I don't have kids of my own yet, but it's been like being a second mom or watching them grow up. Usually it's a Christmas miracle. It's about that time, if they are new, that they'll start to like speak, and it's amazing every time.
As a certified English language learning, or ELL, instructor at Clinton Young Elementary School, Laptice works with students who are often the first in their families to attend school in America. And she says she hopes the instruction she provides can make an impact on their lives.
I watch stuff in the news about immigrants, and it hurts because in fifth grade, they write stories. And their stories are sometimes kind of heartbreaking and very different than the life I grew up having.
Laptice School is located in Perry Township, a district on the south side of Indianapolis that's home to a large concentration of Burmese, or Chin, people. As a state, Indiana lays claim to one of the largest populations of people from Burma, also known as Myanmar, outside of the country itself. Of the 15,000 kids Perry Township serves district-wide, nearly one-third of those are ELL students. Other cities and towns are in similar situations. The Hoosier State houses immigrants from Mexico, India, China, and the Philippines, just to name a few. Just a few miles northwest of Perry Township, Danita Harris coordinates the ELL program for the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. She says it's up to schools to act as neighborhood hubs to create communities through instruction and inclusion.
It doesn't matter who walks in that door. It's our job to teach them. It's our job to celebrate who they are. It's our job to find out what gifts and talents they bring to us. And it's our job to bring up those things that are hidden.
Right now, Indiana serves about 60,000 students with limited English proficiency, but only employs around 900 certified ELL instructors. That adds up to a student-teacher ratio of 60 to 1. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz's Blue Ribbon Commission says the state needs to recruit and retain teacher candidates from underrepresented populations. According to Rachel Davidson, coordinator of English Learning and Migrant Education for Indiana's Department of Education, that includes educators with skill sets to relate to and communicate with students from all different backgrounds.
So we want to make sure that they understand that different cultures have different nuances, as do different languages. And so we want them to come out prepared to work with any and all students in their classrooms, including students that are culturally and linguistically diverse.
Farida Pawan trains teaching candidates working toward their ELL certification at IU's School of Education. She says one way IU preps these future educators is by requiring them to have experience as the student, learning one or more foreign languages.
You have to have that experience of, you know, not just frustrations, but coping strategies, the developmental stages that you go through to learn a language.
And the reason. And for schools where hiring new ELL staff isn't an option, there are opportunities to expand the skill sets of their current roster of educators. For example, beginning in January, general education teachers in Wayne Township will have the opportunity to earn their ELL license for free through a partnership with Purdue University. Back at Clinton Young Elementary, Sarah Laptice makes this pitch to potential teachers to consider ELL as their specialty.
I think one of the advantages of EL is you get to co-teach with so many different people that are very different styles than you, like build your skills based on just kind of absorbing what other great teachers do.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.